Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she is the executive director for the Corning Opera House, of course, located in Corning, Iowa. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning, LaVon. It's great to be here.
Thanks for taking time to visit with us. And you have a performance coming up. We want to visit about that and then a bit about the Corning Opera House. But you have a program coming up that sounds pretty groovy.
It is very groovy. It is a 70s and 80s rock band, and their name is Groove. And their goal is to make you groove to the amazing music of the 70s and 80s.
Can people get up and dance in the aisles, you think?
They are.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What fun. And what's the date of this?
It is Saturday, November 14th, and it starts at 7 and will go to 10 o'clock.
Okay. If somebody wants to come down, should they get tickets ahead?
You can. It's cheaper for the show. Advance tickets are $20 for adults and $12 for students. And at the door, adults will be 25 and students will be 12.
Okay. And how do they get tickets?
You can purchase them online at our website, corningoperahouse.com, or you can follow us on our Facebook page. And there's also a tab on Facebook where you can purchase your tickets.
Wonderful. Just wherever you are, you can real easy to purchase tickets. So sounds like a really fun night that people can come and just, as you say, have relax and have a great time.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a five-piece band. They have a drummer, a bass, a saxophone, a trumpet, and a keyboard. And they sing your favorite tunes from the Commodores and James Brown, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Cool and the Gang, any of your 70s and 80s favorites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like fun. Now, I understand a little further into December, you have somebody who's actually going to go back a little further in time than that.
We do. On Friday, December 18th, we have Joseph Hall. He's an Elvis impersonator. He's in his sixth season right now in Branson, Missouri. He has starred on America's Got Talent. Just a very dynamic personality and wonderful on stage.
And you know, even if you weren't a real Elvis fan, he had some great music. And so I'm sure that this person's going to play all of those great songs.
Yes. And he throws in a lot of Christmas ones, too.
Oh, sure. Get us in the, well, if we're not already in the mood, well, we better get there by December 18th.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Corning Opera House. It's right there on the main street. If you go to Corning, I think you can't miss it. But, you know, now you're using it, but that's not always been the case. Kind of go back and give us some history.
The Opera House was built in 1902 and was an opera house until 1935, and then the Free Press was there for many, many years. And then in 2000, a nonprofit got the building with the hopes of restoration. And we restored and opened in June of 2012 after $4.5 million restoration.
You know, if somebody saw it before that restoration started, I'm thinking it maybe looked a little hopeless.
But we have many people say that they never dreamed it would be open and beautiful as it is. Mm-hmm. We still have the original horseshoe balcony. We are the only theater in Iowa that has a raked stage, which means it has the original slope to it.
Mm.
We have our original hardwood floors, and it's just beautiful.
What about curtains? I mean, I'm sure you looked at the ones that were there. Somebody had photos and so on, if you couldn't really tell what they look like. Have you tried to duplicate those?
We know it was a red curtain, so our main curtain is a deep red. And then we have one of the original painted backdrops, and so we had it recreated, and it was hand-painted by a guy in Lenox named Joe Jordan.
Lots of research, I'm thinking, went on, as well as, of course, lots and lots and lots of hard work. What about volunteer? Was there much volunteer time involved with this, or did this all have to be done by professionals?
We are 100% volunteer-run. We're a nonprofit board. And then we have all of our volunteers help with concessions and ushering, the technical side, giving tours, which is 100% volunteer band.
Mm. So giving tours, do you have regular hours, or how could somebody get a tour?
We schedule tours at your convenience. There is no set time, but we give tours to, you know, businesses or family reunions or school tours. Our school tours are a huge hit.
Hmm.
We throw in some education with it on drama and history and some acting on stage and the use of a microphone. And they are a huge hit.
Yeah, sounds like fun. It's fun when education is fun. So
yeah.
I'm sure it's something they won't forget. That's a good teaching tool.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things have you done? You know, we're talking about two musical performances here. Is there a theater group that uses it? You know, how else has it been used?
We have partnered with the Icarian Players, which is the community theater group in Adams County. And they do a play, a musical, and a madrigal every year. And then we try to have monthly entertainment, whether it be a comedy group or country or rock or classical, gospel. It's just a wide variety of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth Sunday of every month, we have our Opry show. We have a house band made up of several Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri musicians. They play the fourth Sunday of every month from 2 to 5 and have a dance floor.
And can other people come? I mean, I'm just always amazed at the people who do those kinds of, that kind of music that, you know, anybody can kind of just drop in. Is that allowed at those Sunday afternoon gatherings?
Yes,
okay.
It sure is. Uh-huh.
You never know when you find some new talent. And people, the people who play really love it, as well as the people who come to listen. So you said there's a dance floor?
The main floor of the auditorium is a hardwood floor. And we have removable seating, so we have very comfortable folding chairs for when we do shows, or we can pick them up, we can make it into a banquet and put down tables, or we can remove them and just have the floor for dancing.
Hmm. Sounds like a good plan to be flexible. Have you ever had a wedding there?
We have had many weddings, yes. From very small weddings to weddings with 300 people.
Wow.
Very elaborate.
Uh-huh. So how many does it seat?
It's the auditorium seats 300.
Okay, so that's kind of max. Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like you have a wonderful facility that I'm guessing a lot of people in the area maybe don't know about, and it would be a great opportunity to come and visit you for one or more of these performances. And again, you said the website is just Corning Opera House, of course, all one word, no caps, corningoperahouse.com, where we could keep up to date with what's going on.
That's right. Uh-huh. We are also putting together our season package for next year, and they will go on sale December 1st. You can follow us on our website to find out all the details on that. But if you want a ticket for every show at a discounted rate, we will have those. We also have gift certificates available.
Mm, good idea. So for something that has someone who has everything, well,
that's right.
That's always new when you get a season ticket. Wonderful. Great idea, Dee. So it's exciting that your community put all this work and effort into it. So now it really needs to be used and appreciated by folks from all over. So again, Dee, remind us of this show that's coming right up.
On November 14th, it's a Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., is Groove, the best of the 70s and 80s. And advance tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students. Again, that's November 14th.
All right, 7 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So get your tickets. Again, corningoperahouse.com is the website where you can order tickets, or there's also Facebook. And get acquainted with the Corning Opera House if you haven't done that already. Thanks so much to you, Dee Heaton, for visiting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Until next time, here's a thought. things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out.